Listening to the Mishki broadcast, the last final nighttime edition of the Mishki broadcast, starting Tuesday, January 3rd. Mishki will be moving to the drive time hours of 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And tonight we're just we're sort of reminiscing, going over some past great clips of the many years that Mishki's been on the air so far. And I do hope that Mishki is out doing something and isn't listening right now, because I don't know if he'd be too happy with this next clip. And especially another fellow who works at the station here by the name of Paul Brand. He runs Auto Talk, I believe it's called, on the weekends. And many years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, Mishki was doing his show, and he took a call cold like he often does. And it was Paul Brand on the other end of the line. And he was trying to get a hold of a producer or someone here at the station to talk about a commercial or something that he was trying to get lined up. And, of course, Mishki being Mishki can't just let it go and give him who he's looking for. He takes the call cold and pretends that he is this producer or the person that Paul's looking for. And he plays a little prank, a little practical joke on Paul. And it even caused a little bit of a rift, I believe, for a couple years. And when Paul found out the whole thing was a prank, he wasn't too happy with the whole thing. So we'll take a listen to that clip right now. Enjoy.
Broadcast AM 1500 KSTP. Shadow Man Fort Clyde Lewis.
KSTP.
Ben.
Yes.
Paul Brand.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just got back in town, and there are two messages here from sales guys. One is perhaps a problem I need to deal with tonight. I need... what? What?
Hey.
What are you doing? You done? Ben? Hello?
KSTP.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
I thought you were choking.
No, it wasn't me. I thought that was on your end.
No. I need to try to get hold of John Kaufman and Jack Moore tonight. I need
their
phone numbers. There it is again. What are you doing? What are you doing?
KSTP.
What is going on?
I'm not sure. That's what I was asking you. I was saying, what are you doing?
There's a child crying on the line.
I just all of a sudden hear nothing, and I say your name, and you don't answer.
And I'm hearing a child groaning and moaning and crying.
I think they've been working on the phones today.
That's the weirdest thing.
No.
But this isn't Ben, is it?
No.
I thought I had Ben Baugh there.
Oh, no, this is Tim. I'm filling in for Ben.
Okay, Tim. Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I was calling your name, but no answer.
And I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
But I heard what sounded like some kid crying.
Well, Bob Ghani's here. Maybe he'll know something about it. He's working on it right now.
Is he? Well, can you find home phone number? There it is again.
How long do you think old Paul's going to put up with this? Here he calls again. KSTP.
Why don't you give me the warm line number? Let me call you on some different number.
Oh, okay.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, I didn't. Okay, hang on a second.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, the warm line. Okay, do they have it written here? Oh, here it is. Hang on a sec.
I'll call you right back.
All right.
Thanks.
This is fun. Here he comes. KSTP.
Hi.
KSTP.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully this one will work.
Yeah, this sounds good.
Weird.
You sound a lot better.
Well, you do too.
Okay.
What was I going to say? I need the home numbers of two of the sales guys.
Okay, I got the list in front of me here.
Jack Moore, M-O-H-R, and John Kaufman.
Okay, I got Jack's here.
Okay.
Jack's is 646-82-55.
You realize that's the call number for the station.
Oh, that's what it says here. Let me see if I can find
it.
Oh, here it is. 917-8667.
That's not a home number, I don't think.
It says home by his name here.
917-8677?
8667.
8667. I'll certainly try it. Okay. It's curious that that's the same exchange as our warm line.
Okay. That is Jack's number, right? That's Jack?
Yeah.
And the other one, there's a blank by it. They don't have, it's just a blank space. They don't have a number there by him.
John Kaufman.
Yeah, they just have Jack's.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think those are home numbers.
Well, this says home because they have Mishki's right above it, and his is a 641, so I think that's right.
Well, except that the warm line number is 917-8670.
Right, but that's a different number.
Well, the number you gave me for him was 917-8667.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. I understand. It just, okay. But I don't think that's it. There it goes again.
KSDP.
Mishki.
Yeah.
What's the warm line?
KSDP.
There is something screwed with the phones. It did it again on that line.
It's
a sounder.
It's
or a liner plane. Because it's the same thing every time. It's a kid choking.
Okay, so a liner is playing through the phone the phone.
Well, somehow, I mean, we may have a liner like that. I mean, because it's the same thing every time, so
okay.
It's not live. It's some recording of something. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, on this end, we're not hearing it. That's the only thing that makes me wonder how it could be that. You'd think I'd hear it on this end.
You'd think so.
Yeah, both these sales guys, I could ask Ghani if he knows of another place where some numbers would be.
Well, it might be worthwhile because one of them might be a problem here that we got to deal with pretty quick.
Okay, hang on. Let me check with Ghani.
Tim, thank you. Appreciate your help.
Hang on just a sec. Okay, Ghani's got the numbers.
Okay.
All right. It's 917-7706 for Jack. 917-7706.
Okay.
And the other is 641-0984.
Okay, so for Jack, it's 917-7706. For John, 641-0984.
Yeah.
Do you know if John's a 612 or 651?
Both of those are 651.
Excellent. Well, Tim, I appreciate your help, and that's a weird sound.
Yeah.
There it is again.
Is this fun or what? This is incredible. Paul Brad.
never had this much fun. Hang on a sec.
KSTP?
Yeah, it was just...
KSTP?
I've never had this...
KSTP?
It did it again.
It did again.
That is the weirdest thing. We got to find out what's wrong with that thing.
All right, I'm telling... Ghani's in here right now.
He said
he heard it that time from outside, so it must be something he's hearing over the radio.
It's the weirdest thing. That is the weirdest thing. Wow. Okay, well, no sweat. I just want to let you know.
Hope it's gone by the time you do your show.
Boy, no kidding.
All right.
Tim, thanks.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Brand will probably figure that out maybe later this weekend. KSTP. I love radio. I love it so much. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. What a little juvenile I am. When am I going to grow up, you suppose? I get around. From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
Oh, that bit still makes me laugh every time when I hear that one. But that was Paul Brand calling into Mishki, and I don't know if they're on speaking terms now. I think perhaps they are, but I think all Paul says is hi, Tom, when they pass in the studios or in the hallways. I'm not sure. Again, this is Derek Larson. I'm filling in for T.D. Mishki, who's off for the holidays here. And I've got Jason in the other room, the technical director, studio engineer, and he's helping me out here, fumble my way and work out all these controls and try and figure out what I'm doing. So I give a lot of thanks to him. And again, we're just reminiscing here, going over some old clips, some great clips of Mishki over the past 12 years during his time in the nighttime hours. If you want to give a call in these final minutes, you're certainly welcome to. The phone number is area code 651-646-TALK. That's 646-8255. Or in greater Minnesota or elsewhere, 877-615-1500. But in this next clip here, I'd like to play. On some nights when Mishki comes into the studio, I think his wife might be out of the house or doing something else, so he'll bring the kids into the studio once in a while, and they'll sit out in the other room while Mishki is doing the broadcast. And one night on the way over here, they were coming over in the car, and his kid is singing the weirdest little morose, disturbing song that he has written, and Tom finds the whole thing rather odd, and he asks Malone if he'll come into the studio and recite this song or poem that he's written, and this is what that sounded like.
Hey, is the door shut in there?
Yeah.
You hear my boy's morbid little song?
I heard a little bit of it, yeah.
After Luke's call during the commercial, he said, Dad, I'll go out in the other room and write it out. I think I'd do better if I wrote it out. I said, that's fine. So he might come back and recite the twisted little number. Oh, I don't know what's on his mind tonight.
Does it come from your side or what?
I don't know. It's about a kid's last Christmas, trying to stay alive for one last Christmas.
Is it about a kid? See, I was listening.
I don't know. It spooked the hell out of me. I was driving here.
It was a little... It struck me as a little odd, too.
Let me see. Hang on. Let me see if the boy has it done. We'll drag him in here.
Okay.
Hey, Malone, you got the song? Okay. Yeah. Why don't you give her a shot? Here, throw those on. Okay, go ahead.
One more Christmas, I hope, isn't too much to grope. I know my death comes soon, but I'm hanging on, and no special bonds won't last much longer now. Just I want to last... Before flags half-mast, just one more Christmas day.
What prompted that song? I'm calling it a song because you called it a song. It sounds like a poem read that way. But what prompted that? It sounds like a sad story. What made you? What brought it on, or what made you think about it?
I don't know.
But it sounds, let's see, this one more Christmas, I hope, isn't too much to grope. I know my death comes soon, but I'm hanging on, and no special bonds won't last much longer now. Just want to last before flags half-mast. Just one more Christmas day. Is the person dying?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what are they dying? Is it a child?
Yeah.
All right, you're feeling okay, though, right? Everything?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, just checking. Okay, well, that's a good one. Thanks a million for reading that. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
All righty. Why, Johnny, I don't know. I'm in a bad mood now.
I can tell.
Yeah, I need something. I don't know. Maybe it was my boy's morose little song.
It was a little dark.
What's happening at home? What am I doing? Trying to raise them the best I can.
I was worried about my kid's fascination with Lord of the Rings. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, that's nothing.
Yeah.
He's in good company. All sorts of kids are into that. Look at Kodiak. Your boy's going to grow up to be a little Kodiak.
I see. Well,
he's going to walk around in an ankle-length leather jacket like a freaking Nazi.
Oh, wow. Kodiak's given my young boy a lot of toys.
I bet he has. Yeah. I bet he has. No grown man in America has more. You know, they worry about Michael Jackson and his Neverland Ranch. You ought to see Kodiak's house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know where that one came from. It was just the whole adult hanging around too much kids paraphernalia thing that sent me down that road. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, don't apologize to us.
No,
apologize to Kodiak.
I may have to call him. What the hell? Do you know Kodiak's number? You better call him right now.
He's coming in tonight.
He's coming in tonight? Well, I'll have to apologize when the Nazi swagger starts coming down the hallway. All right, that's it then.